All right, so this video, I really didn't even feel like even making a video, but I was watching some kind of way I ended up on YouTube, and I was watching I like Conan's little interviews because I think he's a funny guy, and he had this guest on there called Nikki Glaser, and she's actually from where I'm from. She's from Cincinnati, Ohio, and roughly the same age as me. And she's like complaining on Conan on like why she can't find a man. And she said she's where I'm from. She's like 2 years older than me. She was born in 84. I was born in 86. So I'm 33. And it's just like that shit is just like she's on Conan just complaining on how she can't. She's been single forever and blah, blah, blah. And and the thing is, she's not a bad looking girl. She's a really good, I would say really good looking, but she's a legitimately good looking girl. And by looking, because I even like Googled her after watching the interview and looked at pictures. She's legit. Okay. Like she's good. She's good enough looking to where she can legitimately hop out a rich guy's Lamborghini and she would be in place. It wouldn't look awkward. But see, the thing is, she's 35 now. Like that being 35, being over 30 is the problem. Personally, honestly, like if I guarantee you, if most men really listen to their core inside voice when they're looking at women and talking to women, like there's something about like once they get like over 25, that's pretty much when like all my compulsion to like to want to talk to them and compulsion to want to just stare at them and my compulsion to be around them, it just diminishes once they get too old. They're like older than right around 25, 26, most of them. And you can feel it because like I said, because usually by the time they get hit these ages, now they're actually like beginning to think a little more and actually having a personality now. Like so you can usually feel like if a woman has if she has too much intelligence, it usually means because she's older and she's realizing her time is almost up of being the young cute thing. So now it's time to actually, you know, create a personality and think a little bit. And even then, the many of them never reach that point. But this girl, man, like Nikki Glaser is like that is like it, like she is a perfect example of how sad it gets. And the thing is, it doesn't matter. Like she legitimately looks good. So it's not like she hit the wall and, you know, gained 89 pounds on her, you know, in her midsection and then, you know, looks horrible. She still looks pretty good. But like, it's just that thing. Like once they get older, man, like you just can't think once they get older, like their whole scheme is just on a backwards timetable. Cause when they're 20, 22, they're too dumb to request, you know, they're too dumb that they're not experienced enough to want the finer things in life. So, I mean, other than like, you know, ridiculous, like, you know, like an iPhone or something like that, but they don't know, like, you know, they can have like guys who buy them houses and stuff until they start hitting 30. But see, the problem is when they hit 30, like, they've developed all these finer tastes, but everything that a man would pay for has diminished pretty much their youth and beauty. That like that natural compulsion to want to provide for them is just gone. So like girls like this Nikki Glaser, I know she's walking around like most of them do. Okay, there's usually two or three different demographics of women over 30. One demographic is the woman over 30 being the equivalent of a 1998 Toyota Camry with leaking oil, transmission slipping. It's been owned by, you know, it was pretty much a rental car up until now. So everybody hopped in and hopped out of it, dropped coffee stains, cigarettes, holes. And this 1998 Toyota Camry rental car has an asking price of $175,000. Okay. That's where a ton of women fall into that category. Pretty much just being a 20 year old rental car with a, you know, with a price tag of a brand new Ferrari. Okay. Another group of women over 30 is okay, this group of women, she don't care. She's realized her time is up in a dating market. So she's going to hop on literally the first guy who has at least a job and is clean. He can even be living at home with his parents. But as long as he has a job and he's clean, she's going to put up with it because she knows her days are completely numbered to find anything else ever again for anything more than just sex. So this group of 30-year-old and over women would literally marry a dead frog on the street if the frog had $20 in his pocket. She would literally marry that. Because like I said, see all those pretty girls you see in there when they're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and they don't got time for nobody, and they just, you know, the it girl, see all that fades, man. It all disappears right, like. See, a lot of them, they start catching online about 26, 27. Like, uh-oh, I'm running out of time. I'm not the it girl because three more it girls came out after me and they're taking all my attention. Like, it's a sad, like, a woman's like, it's sad to watch. Because like that Blade Runner quote, their lives burn twice as bright, but it's only going to last half as long. All right, and I don't care what, very few pretty girls keep it, like, legitimately keep it going throughout their life. I say out of every 50, I would say three might walk around with the same room presence that she did when she was 19 and 20. Very few do. Very few end up the Miranda Kerrs or the Marilyn Monroes. Very few of them, genuinely. Most of them will end up forgotten. And if they're lucky, they'll just be the hot girl in that neighborhood. But as soon as she gets out that neighborhood, she's, you know, nothing again. See, this is the entire reason why women live and move and they're employed where they are. Okay, because every woman wants to win. But let's say you take like a Cincinnati 9 and you throw her in New York City, she immediately drops two and a half points to like a 7, 6.5. Because those women are just better quality. And it's the same thing everywhere on the planet. So you take a woman from like a small village in Czech Republic who's like, you know, she's like a 9 or a 10 there. And you bring her to like Prague where I am, she's going to immediately drop for various reasons. Because it's just that higher echelon of people. And like, but see, the thing is, see, like with women, like the thing is with women is, like I said in a previous video, their lives are completely one-offs, meaning like they only do things whatever they do is only like it's a one-time thing, and once that one thing's over, they never get back to that. And with the youth and beauty, once that youth and beauty's up, like it doesn't matter if she goes out and buys a 15 Lamborghinis, 45 mansions, you know, and she becomes the queen of the Eastern, you know, quadrant of the world. She will always be mad at herself because she never had kids and never got married. If she never got married or ever had kids, like this Nikki girl, and this is what modern feminism tries to do. Modern feminism tries to push on women that, yeah, you're just equal as a man, so do everything like a man. Well, see, the difference is the core reason of why we're wanted on the planet. The core reason a woman is wanted on the planet is to recreate with, pretty much. Because anything after that, they start fucking shit up and everybody has to come fix it. On average, that's what's going to happen. So, I mean, the only core reason they're really wanted is to reproduce. And the core reason a man is wanted is to provide resources. So a man could go out there and buy 15 Lamborghinis, a house. I mean, 15 Lamborghinis, 30 mansions, and owns the Eastern Hemisphere. And he will keep a constant revolving door of women and children and men looking for help coming to him, you see. Whereas women, it don't work the same way because women don't like to be the provider, you see. I'm sure they still do donate, but like they really don't like it or they don't. It's not their role. Unless it's for their own children, it's not their role naturally. So when they go out and get all these mansions and cars, blah, 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 they're still mad because they're still super empty, you see. because the reality of it is women do not want to be the winner. They don't want to win. Women want to be with a winner. They don't want to be the winner. You see, once they become the winner, then everything, they like everything about the core of them is just fucked up. And many of them don't even know this. Like, they just act. Because like I said, women are like dogs. A dog is just a dog. You don't have to tell a dog it's a dog. You can't tell a dog it's a dog. It just is dog. Like, woman is just woman. You can't tell a woman it's a woman. The woman doesn't really know what she does and know why she's a woman. She's just woman, and she does it. So trying to tell her these things usually fucks them up, because they end up thinking about it, and then they get mad because a man figured out more about them than they knew about themselves. But you see, their nature is to be with a winner in the end. Now, like I said, feminism, it tries to push this whole thing like, oh, we're 100% equal. And it just like it ruins them. When they fall for that, they just become ruined. They just become just depressed messes, you know. But they got they bought themselves a Gucci purse. You see, and see, that's another red flag when a woman is fucked up. This is another red flag when a woman is fucked up. Which, if they're over 26 and running around single, she's fucked up. Okay. But another sign that she's clearly fucked up is if she's buying her own Gucci and she's buying her own Louis Vuitton. She is buying. See, these makers. Women are not supposed to buy their own Gucci, their own Louis Vuitton. A woman is not supposed to do that. A man is supposed to buy his woman Louis Vuitton and Gucci. So if you see like an older single woman and she's walking around with all this expensive stuff because she had to go out and buy it, that is an immediate sign that she's fucked up. That there is nothing you can do. That is an immediate sign. There is nothing you can do for her. There is not much you can do with her. If anything, she's only good to open her holes for, you know, for 20, 30 minutes. And after that, once a woman becomes too independent, which what feminism teaches them, once they do that, see the problem, another problem is because a lot of guys fell for it too, especially in America. A lot of guys fell for it. And the ridiculous part is the why guys fell for it is because the same problem that a lot of guys who never really understood women fall for shit from women. Guys try to project on the women what they think is right, without even taking into consideration what a woman actually, you know, wants and what her actions are actually saying. The man, these male feminists and guys, men who advocate feminism, They're looking at it from a very stubborn viewpoint. Most of them. It's purely, well, I think it should be like this because I'm a man, and as a man, I think like this, blah, blah, blah. See, so what they're doing is, what male feminists are really doing is they're still being the leader in it. You see, like they're like the women are still taking the lead from the man, but even though the man doesn't see, but this man doesn't know it because this man is so fucking stupid, he doesn't know. That he can't read between the lines. See, the woman is still really following me for real. You see what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, when they become too independent, usually by the time, like I said before, when they get over 25, 26, it's usually when, if they get over 25, 26, and they are not in a long-term relationship, or they're not in a relationship that is, you know, blooming into a long-term relationship, that is usually when that independent mind starts to kick in. And when that kicks in, there's nothing you can do with them. I mean, congratulations. I'll say congratulations to a woman for being independent. Congratulations. I don't want you. Okay. Like this Nikki girl, she's a good looking girl, but she's 35. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing, there's absolutely no real reason to keep her around. You see? Because by the time guys start getting her age and above, and maybe 2 years younger, see, like, we dealt with so many women to know, okay, pretty much after sex, she's just going to be a drain on my mental health, possibly a drain on me financially, you know, a drain on, you know, she's going to be a pure drain. And is it really worth it just to keep a woman around to have sex with? You see, when guys were 23, we fell for it. We fell for a hook, line, and sinker. But at 33, it's just not a it's not a an enticing idea to do that, if that's the right word. I'm just trying to think of another word, but I couldn't think of it. It's just not appealing. There's nothing. Like I said, I would totally, you know, have sex with her. I'm not saying that. I wouldn't reject it. But like, there's absolutely no reason to keep her around long, because, like I said, she's just going to be a drain. There's a great chance. Now, not all women would end up as drains. I'm looking at pictures of her now. Not all women would immediately end up drains. Some women, very few, when you get with them, your life will actually get better. You see? And like I said, when we were 22, 23, we didn't think this all the way through like we did, like, you know, we do now. But I'm looking at her now. Like, yeah, she is legitimately, like, you know, the crow's feet are starting to come in her eyes. You know, her arms are starting to get wrinkles in them. And this is on like a edited picture, and you can still see it. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, there's just, and like most 35-year-old women, they're trying to hold on to the last little bit of youth that they can muster out of age revitalizing creams, trying to get back, you know, that past prime. That's just, it just will never come back ever again. But it, I mean, it's just sad, man. Like it is sad to watch them. But then it's kind of funny. Like, okay, like see, and I've touched on this in another video. The reason why it's funny, and the reason why these women end up not being respected at all by men, and pretty much being treated like shit by any man who would date her, who could date her, is because, see, guys remember how women like this used to treat guys for the slightest inconvenience that she may have not liked them. And how she, you know, oh, he doesn't have a red car. I like a red car. You know, it ain't be anything. When they were 22, oh, they would dump you for anything, because they had all time in the world back then. So, see, this is why, like, guys at 30 and up treat women 30 and up like shit on average. Yeah, I just treat them like shit. They're not fucking worth it. Because not only because they was dumping on or whatever, but also, like I said, like with they're a 20-year-old Toyota Camry rental car. They've taken so many dicks. These hot 30-year-old women, they've taken more dick in a week than you probably got pussy than most average men their entire lives. I guarantee it. She's probably so they've been run through by everything on the planet. If it just had like a little bit more money than they had, she's fucking it. or it's a potential fuck. Like, she, you know, they've just been run through so much, and in their 30, walking around asking for a premium price. It's like, no, there's just no. There is, and then on top of that, you're old, so you can't. I mean, the chances of you having kids are, you know, horrifically low. There's just no, just be gone. There was a guy, I think it was Lycus. I think he said this. It was funny, but it was true. He said that, I'm not religious, but it was funny. He said, God made fat women, single mothers, and women over 30 for poor people. for poor people. And he would come up with these analogies, like a guy who drives like a 2000, like it's 2019 now, like a guy who drives like a 2011 BMW. Why is he driving a 2011 BMW? Because he can't afford a younger model. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty much like the running thing for that episode. He's a funny guy. I wonder what happened to Tom Likas. But he was a funny guy. But I mean, and he had the reality. He's an ugly dude, but he had money. So, and money. Money and confidence equals getting pussy. It's not about what you look like. Tom Likas was an ugly monkey. He's an ugly dude. And he got pussy. I guarantee it.